The U.S. House of Representatives voted 230-189 on Friday, September 20th, to fund the government through the rest of the year by defunding the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. It is a bill that will surely be voted down in the Senate and certainly vetoed by President Barack Obama. Nevertheless, representatives such as Chris Gibson, a Republican from Kinderhook, voted for the bill, even while noting the futility of the effort. Quote, "While this continuing resolution will not be the final package, a yes vote on this bill moves the process forward and will allow for negotiations with the Senate," unquote, said Gibson in a prepared statement. Quote, "This is necessary to keep the government running," unquote. In the Albany Times-Union, Senator Chuck Schumer was quoted saying, quote, "I have never seen such an extreme group of people adopt such an insane policy," unquote. And Sunday, September 22nd, Gibson attends the Hillsdale Arts Festival at 2 p.m. at Hamlet Park in Hillsdale. The Moreland Commission to Investigate Public Corruption holds a public hearing on Tuesday, September 24th in Albany with a webcast. This hearing will focus on campaign finance, outside income of state elected officials, and political party housekeeping accounts. And speakers include Brian Paul, research and policy manager from Common Cause New York, Bill Mahoney, the research coordinator from New York Public Interest Research Group, Karen Scharf, the executive director, and Jessica Winsnecki, the legislative campaigns director of Citizen Action of New York, and Dick Dady, the executive director, and Rachel Foss, research and policy manager of Citizens Union. The meeting from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Empire State Plaza Concourse, meeting room 6. There's details posted about the webcast yet. Go to publiccorruption.moreland.ny.gov for more information. Brian Hubert in the Daily Mail reports that Dan King of the Greene County Emergency Management Services told folks at the September 16th Greenville Town Board meeting about the Code Red Emergency Alert System. Anyone who opts into the service gets phone, email, social media outlets, or text message alerts in weather emergencies and other disasters. Quote, "It used to be everyone listened to the radio," unquote, King told the board. Quote, "Today it's much more fragmented, with some people seeking out information online, others using cell phones, and others using landline phones," unquote. Officials can tailor messages to individual towns, neighborhoods, or single houses. King said anyone with a traditional landline is already signed up for the program, and others need to sign up at the Greene County website at www.greengovernment.com. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, government.com. Scroll to the bottom and click on the Code Red banner at the bottom of the page, or call the Greene County Emergency Management Services at 518-622-3643. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. National Weather Service in Albany predicts overnight showers and possibly a thunderstorm are forecast before 3 a.m. Then there's a chance of showers. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall with a low around 54. Sunday, a chance of showers mainly before noon in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a high near 63 and a low around 41 Sunday night. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 60. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.